みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 5 Lesson 24. I don't think this Japanese restaurant is that kind of place. Hello and welcome back to JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese. I'm joined in the studio by...
Hello everyone. Naomi here. Konnichiwa minasan. Naomi desu.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use extremely formal language.
Right. 謙譲語 の使い方です。
The usage of humble language. This conversation takes place at...
Gonroku という寿司屋です。
A sushi restaurant called Gonroku. The conversation is mainly between Ayumu and the staff member of the restaurant.
そうですね。Ayumu さんとお店の人が話しています。
As it's a conversation between a customer and a staff member, you'll hear
とても丁寧な日本語。
Extremely formal Japanese.
Attention please, listeners. Remember, commenting each day.
And posting in the forum are two great ways to get answers.Everyone here at JapanesePod101.com, community members, and especially Naomi-sensei are all standing by to help.
ピーターもね、ピーターもね。
Yes, so definitely take advantage.
Right. では聞きましょう。
Let's listen to the dialogue.
もしもし?え?まだ会社?じゃあ。先にお店に入るね。
いらっしゃいませ。
こんばんは。6時から2名で予約をいたしました。遠いと申します。
申し訳ございません。もう一度お名前を伺ってもいいですか。
遠いです。
失礼いたしました。遠い様ですね。コートをお預かりします。では、こちらへどうぞ。
あ、お姉ちゃん。
あなたは、この間の。
ふうかだよ。
どうしたの?
今日、パパのお誕生日なの。だから、みんなでお寿司を食べているの。こっちに来て、お姉ちゃんも一緒に食べよう。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
もしもし。え、まだ会社。じゃ、先にお店に入るね。
いらっしゃいませ。
こんばんは。6時から2名で。予約をいたしました。遠いと申します。
申し訳ございません。もう一度お名前を伺ってもいいですか?
遠いです。
失礼いたしました。遠い様ですね。コートをお預かりします。では、こちらへどうぞ。
あ、お姉ちゃん。あなたは、この間の、風化だよ。どうしたの?今日、パパの、お誕生日なの。だから、みんなでお寿司を食べているの。こっちに来て、お姉ちゃんも一緒に食べよう。
今度は英語が入ります。
もしもし?え?まだ会社?
Hello.
Huh?
You're still at the office?
じゃあ、 先にお店に入るね。
Then I'll go on ahead into the restaurant.
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
こんばんは。6時から2名で予約をいたしました。Toyと申します。
Good evening. My name is Toy. I made a reservation for 2 at 6 o'clock.
申し訳ございません。もう一度お名前を伺ってもいいですか？
I'm terribly sorry. Could I ask your name one more time?
Toy です。
It's Toy.
失礼いたしました。Toy様ですね。
Excuse me. Ms. Toy, correct?
コートをお預かりします。
Allow me to take your coat.
では、こちらへどうぞ。
This way, please.Ah, the lady from before.
あなたはこの間の。
It's you from the other day. You're...
フーカだよ。
フーカ。
どうしたの？
What brings you here?
今日、パパのお誕生日なの。
Today is Daddy's birthday.
だから、みんなでお寿司を食べているの。
So, we're all eating sushi together.
こっちに来て、お姉ちゃんも一緒に食べよう。
Come over here and eat with us.
高そうですね。
うん。
It sounds like this restaurant is pretty high-end.
そうですね。You can tell from the way the staff member talks. She speaks super politely.
And Ayumu is also speaking super politely, isn't she?
ああ、そうね。
She's a customer, so she doesn't need to speak that polite, right? I mean, if you're a customer...Your social level is basically higher than any of the staff members, right?
そうですね。Technically, you don't have to be that polite at a restaurant or shops. But it's more like a matter of dignity, you know? If you speak politely, it sounds like you're well-groomed or educated. If you speak too casually, it sounds, you know...
Maybe a little rude?
Or rough.
I like rough better.
So, I'd say adults often use super polite language to keep their dignity.
You know, I went to a restaurant once, a very nice restaurant, and not just one. I've been to other nice restaurants, but we were in Japan and we went to this nice restaurant. And the person we were with was the host. So, it was, of course, a given that they would order for us.But the person who was ordering was a businessman who worked at a very big Japanese company. So he was very experienced with the different levels, obviously people above him, and of course, people below him. So when he ordered, he used the verb, morau, in the plain form. And I don't know, for me, it felt, like you said, a little rough that he was acknowledging that I'm the customer, I'm in a superior position than you, so just bring me the stuff. Rather than make it polite either by saying moraimasu, making that polite, or saying itadaku, using the plain form of a more polite word.
そうね、人によるんですよね。I'd say women tend to use polite language at shops or restaurants, but men tend to, you know, be a little rough to show that they're above the staff. Does it make sense?
It makes sense. And again, you're not wrong.It's just that, as Naomi-sensei said, it can come off as being a little rough. And of course, there are some people who like that, being with someone who expresses their kind of dominant position.
そうね。
Not wrong. We're just trying to introduce you to the subtleties. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word is?
先に
Ahead. First.
先に先に
Next.
伺う
Humble language. To visit.To ask.
うかがう。うかがう。
Next.
いたす。
Humble language. To do.
いたす。いたす。
Next.
あずかる。
To look after. To keep in custody. To keep.
あずかる。あずかる。
Next.
この間。
The other day.
この間、この間。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we're going to look at?
いたす。
Humble language, or the humble way to say to do.
そうです。する and いたす basically mean the same thing. It's just that いたす is super polite and it's used to describe your own action.
Let's explain some examples. How do you say excuse me?
失礼します。
Now this sentence is already formal. But when you need to be even more polite, replace
します
with
いたします
which is the mas form of the verb
いたす
So the expression becomes
失礼いたします
This means excuse me in a politer tone. Maybe something like excuse me ma'am or excuse me sir.
そうですね。And in the dialogue, we have 失礼いたしました
Excuse me sir, excuse me ma'am.
いたしました is in the past tense.
Right. When you want to say excuse me for something you've already done, the past tense is used. Okay, can we hear those phrases again? The regular, formal way to say excuse me?
失礼します。
And the super, extremely polite way to say excuse me?
失礼いたします。
The formal way to say excuse me for something you've already done?
失礼しました。
The super polite way to say excuse me for something you've already done?
失礼いたしました。
On to the grammar point. In this lesson, you learn how to be extra formal, extremely formal,using kenjō-gō or humble language. So, Naomi-sensei, what is kenjō-gō or humble language?
Well, when you use kenjō-gō or humble language, you elevate the status of listening party and lower your own status. It's like a seesaw or classic scale balance. You use it to describe your own action.
Right. Remember, the basic function of kenjō-gōis to lower the status of the subject. So it's usually used to describe your own actions.
So this. The concept is a little difficult, but forming the humble form of a verb is not so bad. The formation is o plus mas stem of a verb plus suru or shimasu.
Now, this is for the majority of the verbs when you want to put them into kenjō-gō.There are a couple of unusual cases, rare cases, exceptions, which we actually introduced. But what we're going to cover now is the general rule for using humble language. Okay, let's try to make a regular verb into the humble form. Naomi-sensei, how do you say to hold or to have?
持つ
What is the mas form?
持ちます
Now let's drop the mas to get the mas stem.
持ち
Now, add to the beginning the honorific prefix, o.
おもち.
Finally, we attach,
する.
And we get,
おもちする. Here's a sample sentence. カバンお持ちします.
Literally, I'll have your bag, but it means, I'll take or carry your bag. Let's do another example. How do you say to meet?
会う.
The mas form is?
会います.
The mas stem is?
愛.
Add the honorific prefix o to the beginning of it.
お会い.
Now attach する.
お会いする. Here's a sample sentence. 昨日お客さんとお会いしました.
I met with a client yesterday. Now, as we kind of said before, not all verbs have their own humble form. Some of them, like する, change to a different verb.
Yeah, like いたす.
Okay, finally, I want to give you one more example.And you've actually been using kenjō-gō for probably since you started studying Japanese. Naomi-sensei, do you know what I'm talking about?
You mean, お願いします?
That's right. It's taught to use a set phrase, but it really comes from this. The verb is?
願う, to wish.
The mas stem is?
願います.
Drop the mas.
願い.
Attach the honorific prefix.
願い.
And then we add?
する.
And the polite form is?
します. お願いします.
So this expression you've been using over and over again is actually humble language. Kenjō-gō. Okay, let's review this lesson with a quiz.
Sounds good.
How do you say, I talked with a client?
私はお客さんと話しました.
Now, how would you say it in a humble manner?Here's a hint. The humble form of 話す, to speak, is
お話しする.
And the answer is
私はお客さんとお話ししました.
I humbly spoke with a client. Now listen and repeat. I humbly spoke with a client.
私はお客さんとお話ししました.
Okay, say I humbly spoke with the client.
私はお客さんとお話ししました。
And finally, one of the more difficult things about 謙譲語 and 敬語, humble and honorific speech, is when exactly to use it. Right now, you'll probably hear this much more than you'll use it. And you'll hear it when you're the customer at restaurants, hotels, or any type of shop. So if you have the chance for now, listen and try and pick up the humble language you hear the staff using towards you. At this time, when they're speaking, they're lowering their status, and at the same time, probably saying something to elevate yours. Okay, that's all for this lesson. We only introduced the regular humble form of a verb, but there are also irregular ones, so be sure to read the lesson notes and memorize all the irregular verbs as well.
頑張ってください。じゃあまた。
See you next lesson.
もしもし?え?まだ会社?じゃあ、先にお店に入るね。
いらっしゃいませ。
こんばんは。6時から2名で予約をいたしました。遠いと申します。
申し訳ございません。もう一度お名前を伺ってもいいですか?
遠いです。
失礼いたしました。遠い様ですね。コートをお預かりします。では、こちらへどうぞ。
あ、お姉ちゃん。
あなたは、この間の。
風花だよ。
どうしたの?
今日、パパのお誕生日なの。だから、みんなでお寿司を食べているの。こっちに来て、お姉ちゃんも一緒に食べよう。